right now, though, the Shadow Treasurer, Shadow Federal Treasurer, Chris Bowen. Mr. Bowen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you spoke at a function today called Women in Economics, and I'm told that you said we should have quotas for ASX-listed companies. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, actually, what I said, Tom, was that unless we see more progress towards getting more women on boards in the next few years, that's something that should be considered. So I didn't say it's something that should happen now, but simply said that while there are people doing good work trying to get more women on boards, and it's important for all sorts of reasons that we have more women on boards, there's mentoring programs, there's encouragement, there's all the right things being said, but progress is very slow. Boards are still very male-dominated, and I'll get to your point about does this open the floodgates for other things. But the fact of the matter is that women are underrepresented on boards. It's good for companies to have more women on boards. It actually, there's evidence that companies with women on boards actually do better. It's good for women to have more women on boards, more role models, and if women are at the decision-making table, then they're more likely to be considered in those decisions. Now, I do know that other countries have quotas. I'm not suggesting that we go there right now, but I am saying that unless companies do get some improvement, get their act together, frankly, because it is still very male-dominated, and frankly, it's very sort of old-boy club-dominated.
Okay, so to avoid quotas, how much representation do we have to get? Should it be 50-50, for example?
Well, of course, that's the ideal, but I'm not suggesting, a hard and fast target today. The AICD, the Australian Institute of Company Directors, and I do pay tribute to them, they're right across this, they recognise the need for change. They're working hard, they've got all sorts of programs. They've got a target of 30% women on boards by the end of next year. We're not on track to meet that the way we're going. Actually, the number of women on boards has fallen this year. The number of appointments of women to boards has fallen this year. And, Tom, there are 13 top 200 companies in Australia with no women on their board. And there's 64 more with just one lonely woman, sitting on a board dominated by men. Now, it's 2017 in Australia. We should be doing better than
that. Okay. What about my idea that this might open the floodgates? People saying we should have sexual minorities, religious minorities, ethnic minorities. I mean, what exactly the same argument could be made? There aren't.
No,
many.
I don't think it could. With
well,
respect,
it could though.
I don't think it would have the same validity. Women are 50% of the population, very important consumers, and I don't think you can make the case for other groups.
But why not? Why not? Because, for example, I mean, we've got in all sorts of organisations, for example, the AFL, has hiring based on religious quotas. They have Muslim hiring and so forth.
Well, different companies can come up with their own policies.
Yeah, but I don't understand, but why is it different?
I think it is because, as I said, Tom, I mean, I'm certainly not making those arguments. I am making the argument that women are underrepresented on boards. By the way, this was sort of one relatively brief section of a long speech about women in the economy.
Sure.
I talked about women being underpaid in the economy generally. The female pay gap still exists very strongly in Australia. We've had equal pay in Australia since 1969 as part of the law, but women on average still earn much less than men, despite the fact they're better qualified.
Yeah, wait a minute. You know that there are different reasons for that. For example, women tend to be overrepresented in lower paid industries.
Quite right.
Also, women take a lot of time out to do child rearing and that sort of thing.
All that is true, Tom, but it doesn't make it right. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be talking about how we can progress this issue. As I said, equal pay has been the law in Australia since 1969, but we haven't made enough progress. There are a whole lot of areas where
I do, if we could just focus on the board thing.
Sure. I was just pointing out, though, that it was one part of the speech.
I'm a current and former, I've been a director of a couple of public companies. Can I tell you that these days it is quite difficult in general to find people who want to be directors because you take on enormous personal liability? For example, if an ambitious woman said to me, I've been offered a directorship, I'd say run in the other direction unless you're prepared to lose your family home if things go wrong. Now, everybody's saying how great it is being on boards. I can tell you in business these days, it is not great because you get paid a very small amount of money to take on an enormous amount of personal liability. Now, should we be not telling women about that?
Well, of course, women, all potential directors, need to be cognizant of their responsibilities. Now, there has been some progress made on director liabilities and getting rid of some of the state-based director liabilities, etc. That happened under the Rudd government. But nevertheless, being a director is a very serious undertaking. I agree with you. But that applies equally to men and women. Now, I can tell you, Tom, as a man, and I don't think you'd disagree with this, there are plenty of well-qualified women who have lots of experience in the business community, who have a lot to offer, who actually are dead set keen to be board directors, and they don't get invited.
So if you're the treasurer of the next government, which seems increasingly likely thanks to disarray in the coalition ranks, if companies within, say, 5 years on average don't have, I don't know, 30% women on their boards, will you change the law?
I'm not being prescriptive about it at the moment. I mean, I think it's a fairly big statement that I've made today that this is even something that should be considered. Now, I'm not here to make threats or say you've got to get to 50%.
Well, but you sort of are. You're sort of saying progress has to be made.
I'm saying to the business community, hey, guys, this is a problem. I also said in this speech, I'm not sure if you've read it, Tom, but I also said it would be much better if the private sector dealt with this itself.
Sure, but if the private sector does not...
That would be my strong preference.
And if the private sector does not...
Then these sorts of matters will need to be considered just as they've been considered in other countries.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Bowen, Shadow Treasurer. Well, there you go. Private sector, ASX 300 companies, call them what you will. You are on notice if Labor wins the next election and there aren't more female directors appointed, there will be quotas. 96900693, but I mean, really... You know, if you start having quotas for women, well, I mean, you will eventually, someone will put up their hand and say, there are no Muslims on this board. You know, Muslims are 5% of the population. We should have at least, you know, one director on every second company. And you might end up with an Aboriginal quota or a gay quota. You know, a lot of gay people say the LGBTQI proportion of the population is north of 10%. So should there be an LGBTQI director on every public company?